Hi, my name's Alicia Power, and I'm a Master Intuitive, and I've been a spiritual advisor for about 34 years. And I'd like to invite you in this moment to take some time, to take a quiet moment, and to begin to become aware that you are a human person with an auric field, and that indeed your auric field is the real you, and that the human part of you is the temporary part of you, is the temporary you, in the sense of one day the human aspect, the physical body, the brain, the emotions will be cast aside, and the spirit aspect of you, the auric field, is the real permanent part of you. So let's take a look at this aspect of you. And I would like to say that after 22 years of looking within auric fields, in partnership with extraordinary spirit technician partners, where these spirit technicians and my watching them, that go into auric fields and just see how people think, look at the fear inside people's electromagnetic pathways, the way they think, the way they feel. These spirit technicians are profoundly wise, loving, caring, amazing mentors, and their job is to go into a human's auric field, find what's bothering someone, and just unlock it, unplug it, and help that person feel so much better in their consciousness state. And I want to say to you, just quickly listening, is that your state, the way you think, the way you feel, is everything. It's your lens. It's the way you are interpreting your world, your life, the way someone speaks to you, the way you're hearing them, the way you're thinking about everything. So your inner state really is the blueprint from which you live your life. And the spirit world, the invisible worlds, the inner worlds are all to do with that blueprint, with the energy aspect of you. So because I've played with spirit technicians and partnered with them to forensically scan into people's auric fields and to help people feel better and to live more positive lives, today I'm going to help you notice what is sitting in your auric field that's making you feel a little bit grumpy, maybe a little bit lower in state than you could be. So the practice today is going to be taking a look to see what's there with spirit helpers, and also learning yourself how to assess what's taking place in your auric field, in the spirit body that you have, clearing it, cleaning it, so that you feel empowered, happy, joyful, strong, and clear. So the first thing to do is to take a deep breath down into your tummy, and then let it out slowly to the count of 8. What this does is it separates the inner you a little bit from the outside physical world. It kind of pulls you inside. Let's do that one more time. And now what I'd love you to imagine is a huge ball of light standing in front of you. Switch on your imagination. Give yourself permission to completely pretend that that ball of light is standing in front of you. Your imagination is your doorway, your gateway into the inner worlds. The spirit world will take your imagination and then pull you in to the reality of what's happening there, to the real feelings of what's going on there. So pretending a beautiful ball of light is in front of you, I'd like you to step into that ball of light, pretend you're stepping into it, and just merge with it. You don't need to see anything too clearly. And expand that ball of light right out. So you are merged with it right now. You've become it. And now you're expanding it out. And I'd like you to push it out even further. Expand it out. I move quite quickly with these processes. So stay on your toes, listen carefully, and follow what I'm saying. And just dive in, 100% pretend. Now let's push that ball of light that you have become right out to be as big as the building that you're in. Now, you might be in a multi-storied building. That's fine. Push it right out. Be as big as the building that you're in. That's a great practice, by the way, this expansion practice, because it pushes you away from the small you, and it helps you notice that you're a lot more than just the human person that we always think we are. Because in energy form, we can travel and become almost whatever we want to, using our pretend mode, our imagination. And yet energy follows our imagination. Just very quickly, I'll give you a little bit of an insight here. In the quantum world of subatomic particles, they travel where your consciousness and attention goes. They change in form according to your attention. So energy at the subatomic level is reliant on your focus and your attention. So energy is a subtle flow. It's a movement of electromagnetics, a flow of waveforms of light and energy. And they take their cue from your attention. So if you put your focus on something, even if it's pretend focus, and even if it's your imagination, you are pushing energy around. So you are expanded, you're this huge ball of light. Now, pretending we're kind of at an energy gym here, I'd like you to just pull that ball of light right in, and now it's only as small as a ball that's sitting inside your chest. All the way in, pretend, switch it on, play 100%, dive into this imagination game 100%. And now I'd love you to imagine and pretend that there's a starburst, a huge starburst coming straight out of that chest area. That ball, I guess, just explodes in light. And again, it forms a cocoon of light around you. You can see we're having this really fun gymnasium visualization process going on here, training your consciousness to stay focused and relaxed and getting it engaged on the inside. What I'd love you to do now is pretend that there is a column of lights in front of you. I'd like you to step into that column of light and start shooting upwards as though it's an elevator. So starting to shoot upwards and imagining as though we're passing up past layers of light, almost as though they are floors in a building, just heading up, going past different layers and different fields of light. The way light feels, maybe it's strong and thick, maybe it's light and fine. Just heading upwards up this column of light. Pretend it is an elevator and the elevator is stopped really high up and a sliding door opens and you step out. And you're in a garden, totally your imagination, however you like gardens, whether it's cacti and a beautiful Zen Japanese garden or whether it's a lush tropical Caribbean garden. Any which way you like. How about settling on one of those? And we're just having fun here. It's still in kind of warm-up mode, in a workout mode. I'd like you to pretend that you're lying on some cool grass. I guess we can't be in cactus mode here. So cool grass, looking up at the sky. And we're going to go crazy here. Let's pretend there's two suns. I'm just having fun. Choose one of those suns, and I'd like you to imagine that you now are going straight up and into one of those suns and stepping into the center of it. Now, what we're going to do here is just take a moment and take a look at how we look in that sun. This is a fabulous, quick process that you can do, pushing yourself into the center of the sun, to give yourself an opportunity to notice if there are any shadow patches in your body or around you. To do this, you simply switch on, again, pretend that you can instantly know where there is any shadow patches floating with inside your body or around the outside of your body. I'm going to give you a tip that whatever shows up, even if it's a ray of light shooting straight down into you, whatever shows up is an indicator of energy that shouldn't be there. And as soon as you notice whatever it is that your instinct, your intuition, your immediate sort of instant knowing gives you as a bit of feedback, trust it. Completely trust it, 100%. So whatever it is that your knowing is there, sensing is there, I'd like you now in your mind to call on some spirit helpers. So you could say, beautiful beings of love and light, technician beings of love and light, come and transmute this shadow energy now. I'm giving you a chance to do that right now. I'd like you to imagine that you have a doll in your hand. The doll is a pretend avatar, if you like, of you. It's a version of you. And you're pushing that into the sun, into the center of the sun. So instead of you stepping into the center of the sun, you're pushing the doll in. And it's you. So let's do another scan to see if any of that shadow energy has lifted or has been shifted. So pushing that doll into the center of the sun, that's you there. Having that instant knowing again, just noticing what you're picking up of any shadow energy. The same place where you noticed it before, is it still there? Just noticing. Because those spirit technicians do work quite quickly. They work in all kinds of ways, just shooting consciousness light straight into that place where there is shadow energy, or they just create a big vacuum cleaner nozzle and pull it out, or they have instant ways of changing that shadow energy. So, and that shadow energy can be emotional pain or fear or thinking, anxiety. It can be several things, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But right now what we're doing is ensuring that you, number one, can see and trust your instant knowing that where it is, where that shadow energy is, and that you know how to get rid of it, how to transmute it from shadow to light by calling on your spirit technician helpers. They're the ones that are doing it, but you're the one who's pointing it out and directing them to what it is exactly you're wanting them to transmute. So you really are the circus master. You're the one who's letting them know that you want them to do it, and they need you to do that. So the process of looking at yourself in the sun is you checking out what you want changed, but then you need to turn to your spirit helpers and actually invite them to come in and do the job. And they're waiting for you to do that. Now I'm going to give you a third opportunity to put that doll version of yourself back into the center of the sun, pushing it in with your hand, with your arm, pretend arm. And then leave it there and then do another instant knowing scan. Put your focus right on that doll and noticing what else there is. You may pick up that if something was sitting in your chest or in your abdomen, well, there's something else now showing up somewhere else. And that's absolutely fine. And then turning your attention to your spirit tutors or spirit technician helpers and saying to them and pointing at exactly what it is that you want transmuted. Being formal in your instruction to them, because they really hear it when you're clear, direct, kind of formal. They get the truth of your request. You can see how you can partner with these spirit technician beings so quickly and easily every day. When you come home from work after a long day of maybe anxiety at the office or just high stress or being amongst a lot of people and you feel quite depleted, if you do this process, you'll notice afterwards that you feel much more relaxed, almost 80% more relaxed. And your thinking won't be so anxious. You won't feel like going round and round in a story in your head about something, you'll just notice it's gone. That anxiety is just gone. The truth is that this is extraordinarily powerful in its effect. So I do recommend doing this at least once a day, if not twice or three times a day, because it pushes you into a positive frame of mind and a positive feeling about yourself. You just feel more empowered, you think more clearly, and you're in more deeper self-respect. You make choices more effectively with more positive outcomes. It's a very, very powerful state-changing process. And it's so lovely to invite your spirit helpers to participate with you in this journey and in this particular process. I'd like very quickly to talk about an area around this whole training I'm giving you today, which is very important for you to realize. And that is our auric fields are made up of kind of grid lines of electricity and flows of waves of light. Light's flowing through this matrix and grid of energy that our auric field is. And the spirit world is full of spirits of light and love, but also of spirits that are very mischievous and can kind of push us around. And these kinds of mischievous spirits do hitch a ride, I sometimes call it, do jump into our auric fields and can start directing our thinking processes. They are kind of little gremlins and naughty, mischievous spirit beings. I have to say sometimes there are big shadow energy spirit beings as well that can be very damaging to pushing us down into depression, etc. So the process you've just learnt is a way to walk together with your spirit helpers and to look at yourself in that brightest of light incubators, which is the sun, and observe whatever shadow beings might be standing next to you, and invite your spirit helper technician to transmute that being. They know exactly how to do it and what to do and the right protocols. So not only are you scanning for shadow energy, which creates low-level anxiety, however, you can also step back and deliberately scan for beings that might be standing around you, and also realize that some of the shadow energy that you might pick up in the sun process inside of you, in your aura and in your body, are also gremlin beings as well. They are conscious, they turn up the volume of anxiety, they create chaos and disillusionment and negativity and feelings of fear. So it's a great opportunity, this process, to work with your spirit helper, to scan, to invite your spirit helper technicians to transmute these beings, and then to feel much more love-filled and comfortable in yourself afterwards. Now, you can spend 5 minutes doing this during the day, take a moment out, close your eyes, or you can spend a full 20 minutes doing this quietly, slowly, piece by piece, working with your spirit tutor and just ensuring that your auric field is as clean as possible. So I'm going to leave you with a moment here with your spirit tutor, and once more, going into the sun, pushing a doll version of yourself into the sun, and then just quietly giving yourself an opportunity to be intuitive, instinctive, putting your focus on a scan, instantly knowing. Pretend you know instantly where any shadow energy is. Take your time. Just stay there and keep noticing. I sometimes use the terminology of refreshing the screen. If you feel a little bit foggy and you've lost your focus, just simply refresh the screen or just do it again. Just push that doll in one more time. When I do this process, I find myself sometimes getting a bit distracted, so I just push the doll back into the sun, and then switch on my sense of scanning and feeling into it and focusing in and noticing. And then turning to your spirit helper technicians, inviting them to do the job, always using the word transmute. So just stay here in the process, observing yourself in the sun. Take your time, go a little bit deeper this time maybe. And when you're ready, invite your spirit technician, helper, to transmute all of those areas of shadow energy that you might have noticed. And I'm going to quietly end this audio right here, but you can stay here and keep working for another 5 minutes.